Archers for the week 6 to 11 August 2000.
Yes, the tape led Grundy and his mate broke.
That'll be as good as new when you signed it.
Ah, that's the idea. Oh, you know the cricket's off.
Oh, that's what I was coming to check.
Half of Pettivale's still down with this tummy bug, apparently.
Oh, that suits me. I've got my pigs to do. And Susan's talking about going over to Lower Loxley this afternoon.
Oh, for the vintage car rally?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm taking Jamie.
Oh, you're seeing him today, are you?
Cathy's doing dinner time, so I've got him nearly all day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to it.
It must be funny without him.
It's the worst thing about it all, to be honest with you. Still, I've made my bed, as they say.
Yeah.
The things still aren't too clever when Cathy's in the pub, you know, but at least me and Jolene know where we stand.
Good.
I hope she'll be moving in for long.
Oh, right.
Don't suppose you can imagine what it's like, being torn between two women.
Well,
it's awful, that. It's like, I don't know, like limbo when I was still living with Cathy, but I didn't know what was going to happen. Which way to jump?
No.
Still, but as I say, let's hope you never go through it.
I have been through it, actually, in a way.
What?
I know what you're talking about. Being tempted.
Ever?
What do you mean?
Who was she?
Oh, it was, it was when I was repping.
Huh?
There was this woman, the wife of one of the farmers. He was away a lot. He drove a lorry in. Well, she got sort of fond of me.
Huh? So what happened?
Well, we got quite close, I suppose.
Yeah. Yes, I know what you mean. And when Susan found out...
What do you mean?
Well, when Susan found out that you and she had...
No, 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 you got it wrong. Nothing happened.
Oh, I see.
I wouldn't let it. I had Susan and the kids.
Yes. Yes, of course.
So, well, there you are. I've had my moments.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, don't you ever wish it had turned out different? I mean, whatever I've got to go through with Cathy and with Jamie, at least I know. At least I know things aren't just going to be the same for the rest of my life.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Passion, Neil. Excitement. No more of that boring married routine.
What's wrong with a bit of routine?
Oh, come on. It's not exactly exciting, is it?
Well, I've got enough going on, thank you very much. This week alone, I've got to sit down with Mike and decide what we're going to do about the pick-your-own next year. And then there's Emma's birthday tomorrow and her night out on Tuesday.
Well, exactly. All this detail. Organisation, bogged down in arrangements. That's not what life's about, is it?
Oh, sorry, Sid. I think it's exactly what life's about. Look, I'd better get off to me pigs.
Mum?
Hello!
Fallon! In here, babe.
Dad couldn't stop. He's got a gig in Daventry.
Oh, mind the washing. Oh. Well, I phoned your dad a couple of times, but I didn't leave a message.
Mm-hmm. You must have been out enjoying yourselves.
Yeah, we were out quite a lot.
Oh, what you been doing then?
The usual.
Yeah.
Bowling, mm-hmm. Cinema. How about you?
Oh, not much. I can see you've been shopping.
A new choker.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dad bought me a new top and a new dress.
Brilliant.
Well, they fit me.
Oh, get off. They're mine. I might wear the dress Tuesday. Yeah. You know I'm going to Emma Carter's birthday.
Oh, yeah, to Borchester, right?
Yeah, to Zoe. Well, at least that's the story.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's a party at Ed Grundy's, really. But her mum will go spare, so don't say nothing.
OK, what time do you want to be there?
I don't know. I'll have to phone her. About 9?
Well, I can't drop you there at that time. I'm teaching a class in Penny Asset.
Oh, it's all right. Like I say, I've got a phone, Emma. Well, I'll ask if I can get ready at hers and get a lift.
OK. You going to help me hang out this washing?
I suppose. Well, then you can tell me all your news.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
You got the magazine, Cathy?
Hmm?
Oh, here. Thanks. Want to have a look at the cookery?
Jamie, don't swing on the gate.
Oh, he's all right. This is lovely, Pat.
Yes, it is.
Well, I shall have to go and do some potting up in a minute.
I'll have to go and pull pints. Still, it's good while it lasts.
Absolutely.
I do think you're being saintly, you know.
Hang on, have you got the right person?
Yeah, I mean it. You're still working at the Bull, which is hardly ideal.
True.
You're making access easy.
Oh, well, I can't deny Sid that. He genuinely does miss Jamie.
I'm sure he does.
And it's mutual. Look at him. He's watching out for his dad the whole time.
I think you've been a model of restraint.
If anyone deserves a medal, it's you and Tony for putting up with us.
Oh, come on.
Oh, and Helen for sharing the bathroom. I don't think she's very impressed.
Take no notice.
All I need is a bit more thinking time.
Of course. What is your thinking at the moment?
Well...
Daddy's coming!
Oh.
Jamie! Wait till he's stopped!
Daddy! My daddy!
Oh, dear.
He's so excited.
Hello there, son! How are you doing?
Oh, this is daddy, going to be awful.
There you go in, then. Get your things.
Wait for me. Don't
go. No, I'm not going anywhere, son. Morning!
Hello, Sid. Don't get him too excited before you even go.
No, sorry.
Where are you taking him?
Ah, well, I thought we'd go over to Lower Loxley. To the vintage car rally.
Oh, that should be fun.
Well, it's something to do, isn't it?
The perfect father and son day out. I hope it keeps fine for you.
So, anyway, Brenda got her on Wayne Foley's show. Oh, it's a birthday guest like, and she had a cake in the shape of a crown at the Bull.
Oh, it's so sad.
No, it's not. Mike had been to a lot of trouble.
Oh, that might take us gross. He's such a lad.
Oh, he's all right. Passes the pegs, will you, Fallon?
Oh. Here. Anyway, I don't want to hear about Betty Tucker. I want to hear about you.
Oh.
How's lover boy?
Sid.
Well, unless you found someone decent at last.
Thank you.
Sid's fine.
And how's his wife?
Well, there have been some developments, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Kathy's moved out.
Since when?
The other Friday.
So, what happens now?
Well, it all happened pretty quick. Sid's asked me if I'll move in. Well, if we'll move in.
What?
He wants us to go and live at the Bull.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
Of course I'm not. Sid loves me, and I love him.
Oh, Mum, wake up. How many times have I heard that before? I've heard all of this before.
Fallon, sweetheart, Sid's different.
Oh, please.
He's a lovely guy. He wants me with him. And of course he wants you too.
Like hell.
He does.
Well, even if he did, why would I want to move to Poxy Ambridge?
To be with me.
Just because you want to live there doesn't mean I do. All my mates are here in Leighton Cross.
That's not true. What about Emma and Ed?
Ed lives in Borchester. This, how selfish can you get?
Selfish?
I'm not moving, Mum. This is so not fair.
But Fallon!
But Sid Perks is a joke. The thought of him groping you is disgusting.
Fallon, listen to me.
You just don't understand.
Sweetheart!
I'm not listening. I'm going to my room. Well, I've still got one.
Just checked with Tony.
Yeah?
He needs you for 2 days this week,
Neil. Oh, that's fine. I'm sorry to bother you of a Sunday evening.
No, that's okay. Want a cup of tea while you're here?
Oh, no thanks, Pat. I can see you're in the middle of things.
It's the figures for the shop.
Ah, going well, I hear.
Yeah, it is fairly. 2.5 hours.
Oh, evening, Cathy.
Oh, hello, Neil.
That's how long it's taken me to settle Jamie since Sid brought him back.
Well, I think I'll be getting along then.
All right, then.
See you in the week. Bye.
Bye, Neil.
He's overtired, overexcited, and probably brimming with E-numbers. Oh, Pat, is this what it's going to be like?
Well,
he's only calmed down now because Tom's reading to him.
Well, it's nice for him to be the big brother for once. He was the one who calmed Jamie down last night.
Last night?
I wasn't going to say anything.
Well, what happened?
Oh, he got a bit upset when you were at the ball.
Oh, Pat.
He's probably just tired.
Yeah, but all this is obviously upsetting Jamie no end.
It's a big upheaval for him. But I do think the sooner he knows exactly what's going on, the better.
I know.
Once he knows he's not going home, he can start to cope with it.
Yes, I know, you're right.
It is very hard.
No, it isn't. We've just got to face up to it. I'm going to phone Sid now.
We had a brilliant day. Jamie loved all the old cars and they got rides and stuff. He was terrific.
That's good.
And then Kathy rang.
What did she have to say?
Well, she says Jamie's traumatised. Well, that was her word. Traumatised by it all, and we've got to tell him what's going on.
Well, he's got to know sometime, Sid.
Yes, I know. We'll find the right time and do it together. Anyway, come on, cheer me up. How was your day?
Oh, you're quiet.
Yeah. Fallon get back all right?
Oh, yeah, she's back.
Did she have a good time?
We had a row. We've hardly spoken.
Oh, a row? What about?
About you, actually.
Oh, no.
She's not thrilled about moving to Ambridge.
Oh. Oh, I see.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be okay in the end. She'll come round. It's going to take time.
Right.
And us for moving in, well, it won't be yet.
No. But listen, she can choose whichever room she wants, you know. I'll decorate it how she wants.
That's sweet, you said, but it's more complicated than that. There's a lot to sort out. Details, arrangements.
Yes. Yes, I'm beginning to realise that.
Calm before the storm.
What do you think?
No, it's a good few days off yet.
Yeah, it depends on the weather, but I don't know if we'll need the combine this week.
Well, thank God for that.
Right. There's still plenty to do with the cultivations and the bills.
Well, never mind that. It means I can come to chemo with you on Wednesday.
Oh, dear.
No, I am going to be there. Especially now you've gone and let your mum go home.
Oh, she's been here nearly 6 weeks. My dad will be fading away.
Listen, are you sure you've done the right thing? She was perfectly happy to stay.
Oh, it's difficult to explain, but this might be the best I feel for quite a while. I just wanted us to have some time on our own. You, me and the kids.
Yeah, okay.
Just want us to have a few days of normal life. Well, as normal as it can be.
Yeah, whatever.
Kevin and Josh are back in their own beds. We're all together. That's what I want.
Yeah, all right, love. But listen, you mustn't let them wear you out. You've got to go into this chemotherapy as strong as possible.
I am feeling strong. And I feel so much better since you saw what it looks like.
Wow. Makes no difference to me, love. I love you whatever you look like. Always.
When I'm bored too.
Yep, even then.
Oh, I don't know what to tell Pip and Josh about that. Pip especially. Whether to warn them
Well,
or...
let's wait and see what happens after Wednesday, eh? Let's just tell them what they need to know when they need to know it.
Yeah. Probably best. Oh, it's so lovely to have them around.
Well, I'll say it again, you're not to let them tire you out.
I won't. It's not as if it's going to be a lot of work for me with your mum cooking us all our meals at Brookfield.
Yeah, Pip's well chuffed.
She's a greedy little madam. It's a good job I never tried to compete with Jill in the kitchen.
No, she's got enough competition with his birthday cake Daniel's making for Shula.
Although your mum's made one anyway, just in case.
Oh, yeah, she's not going to relinquish her crown without a struggle.
Morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Usha.
Phil said I'd find you up here.
Working at home again, then?
David!
I am self-rotary.
Oh, blimey.
I'll have you know I was toiling over case notes most of yesterday. This is time off in lieu.
Oh, she's got all the answers, hasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, typical lawyer.
Anyway, what's your excuse? Haven't you got a few jobs you could be getting on with? There's a little thing called harvest you're always talking about.
Oh, that's telling
all
you.
All right, I'm going. Hey, I just hope it's my grain trailer you're stuck behind when you're next in a hurry to get to Borchester.
Ooh.
It's very kind of you, Caroline.
It looks as though you could have the pink sitting room.
Oh.
Yes, that's free till 2:30.
Oh, that will be perfect.
I'll book it out to you.
Having the fake committee meeting here does mean I can fit it into my lunch hour, you see, and people can buy their lunch from the bar and bring it along.
You're not expecting them to provide their own lunch?
Will I?
Oh, for goodness sake, Linda. Get the kitchen to make you some coffee and sandwiches.
Really?
Take it as my contribution to the fete.
Oh.
But I need you back on time.
Yes.
You know my feelings about all your outside commitments.
Oh, I do, Caroline. But the fete seems quite well off for volunteers this year.
Well, it makes a change.
There seems to be a new spirit of involvement in the village. Siobhan Hathaway is very keen, and Usha, of course.
Well, good.
Oh, yes, well, I'm delighted. Especially as I'm going to need all the help I can get with my production of the Mikado.
Oh, I'll take that for you, sir.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, that's going ahead, is it?
Of course. I've confirmed the dates for the hall with Christine, the 20th to the 23rd of December.
I'll make a note.
Oh, you must. And Phil's confirmed he'll play for me.
Oh, yeah.
It should be quite a spectacle. I'm looking for a very authentic performance with original doily cart choreography.
That's ambitious.
You have to aim high, Caroline. Our first read-through will be on September the 3rd.
Oh, good.
Which reminds me, I must design some audition posters and get them up.
You and your lists. Oh, perhaps I should note more things down.
Aha. Oh, yes. Yes, I can thoroughly recommend it, Caroline. It's so satisfying to tick off your achievements at the end of each day.
I still haven't had my meeting with Sid. I can't let the situation at the ball run on.
Oh, well, no. As a customer, you never know what you're going to walk into.
Miss Shula and I were there last week. The atmosphere was glacial.
That's what I mean. It's dismal when Kathy's there, and it's all sweetness and light when he's got Jolene staying over.
I didn't realise Jolene was sleeping there.
Oh, well, I don't think she is all the time. Well, she can't be. She's got her daughter to think about.
Yes, of course.
I just hope Sid realises what he's taking on. I could give him some advice about stepdaughters.
He has brought up a daughter of his own.
Well, that was a long time ago. You forget.
Oh, sorry to bother you, Caroline.
Why?
I'm afraid there's been a bit of an accident. A late breakfast, a pot of coffee got spilt, and this woman wants to speak to the manager.
Oh, who is it?
Mrs. Waterman, one of the Americans.
Oh, right. I'll go and see what I can do.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised.
No?
No. That dining room has a most unfortunate aura. If only I'd been allowed to feng shui it.
Pip, don't push him too high!
Do you want me to go and sort them out?
No, leave them. They're all right. They're so pleased to be home.
Yes. You seem happier too. It's good to be all together again.
Well, it seems more than that to me.
Deep down happier. You don't miss much, do you? I've been worried about you.
I know you have. You've been such a good friend.
Oh, come on.
No, you have. You know, the other week, when you helped me look at the school?
Yes.
I really needed to be made to do that.
I was afraid I'd pushed you too far.
No. And last week, in the end, I showed it to David.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It was good. He was brilliant.
I knew he would be.
It wasn't that I didn't trust him. He kept telling me he didn't mind and I believed him, but I had to get my head round it for myself first. I mind so much.
Of course.
Anyway, it's done now. And I'm pleased. It means I can go into the chemotherapy without that hanging over me. Why are you having chemotherapy? I mean, why not hormone therapy, tamoxifen?
The kind that I've got doesn't respond to hormones.
I see. I've done a bit of reading up on it.
You can't stop being a lawyer, can you?
Sorry. Well, one thing I read said the chemo could affect your fertility.
Yeah, it's a risk. It's all a risk.
Well, I'm sure you're doing the right thing to have it, though. Especially as you're so young.
Oh, I know. They give it pretty much as standard nowadays. It's a kind of insurance.
And it's every 3 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let me know your dates as soon as you've got them. I'm very happy to come with you.
Thanks. I don't suppose David will be able to come every time.
No. And it must be pretty dull sitting around for a couple of hours while they do their stuff.
I'll probably get addicted to daytime TV. Yeah. By the end of it, I'll know all about eyeliner and how to make a Spanish omelette.
A whole new year.
I hope so.
You're going to be all right, Ruth.
You are.
Oh, Shannon. You are. Look, I've got to get up to Grey Gables for the fake committee, but just phone me if you need anything or if you want someone to talk to.
Thanks.
Any time, okay. Look, I'll ring you on Thursday. See how you're feeling.
Okay.
Take care, Ruth.
Thanks. I will.
Can you believe it? How can we forget the candy floss man?
Well, let's hope Siobhan manages to get through to him. More coffee, you sure?
Oh, please. I'm going to have another sandwich. Is it the kind of fake committee meeting you like?
Oh, it's very civilised. Mm. Thank you, Linda.
Well, as I've always said, it's amazing what a conducive atmosphere can achieve.
Mm. Well, at least you and Mrs. Woolley have agreed on the layout of the stalls.
Well, exactly, Hayley. And when Peggy's back from the photocopier, I think you'll see that it makes much better use of the space.
So, what do we think about this five-a-side football in the Anne?
Oh, yeah, sounds right.
Siobhan and I had a look at the Ford. That seems the best place.
Well, unless we get a lot of rain.
And we had an idea about the teams. How about if we have one player from each decade, teens to 50s?
Oh, that's rather good.
The Siobhan and I for the 30s, and we're awash with teens and 20s. Mm. It's the 40s and 50s we're stuck on.
Oh, Robert could play for the 50s. Oh, no, he'll be too busy running the spire troshing.
Well, there's Mike Tucker. I know he's 50, and Tony, of course.
Oh, hang on. I don't think Tony's over 50.
Isn't he?
No, I'm sure he isn't.
What do you think, Linda?
Tony? I really don't know.
What a good job I didn't ask.
He would not have been chuffed.
This is going to be a diplomatic nightmare.
Well, I'll check with Pat if you like. I have to be off now, Linda. I've got Phoebe this afternoon.
All right, Hayley. We've finished on the children's races anyway.
Well, I was supposed to have Jamie as well, but he was poorly in the night.
Oh?
Upset tummy.
Psychosomatic, I expect.
Probably something he ate. Although Cathy did say she thinks all this business is upsetting.
It usually does. Mm.
She and Sid have decided to tell him what's going on.
Oh.
Once he's better.
Dear.
Just checking you're keeping an eye on the time,
oh,
then.
Yes, don't worry, Caroline, we're nearly through.
Oh, you've lived here for ages, Caroline. How old is Tony?
Hiya.
Hello. Wasn't expecting you.
I wasn't expecting me either. Hello, thieves.
I thought you were having a kit this afternoon. You're back on tonight, aren't you?
Yeah. I couldn't sleep.
Missing me, were you?
Maybe.
Give us a kiss, then. Oh, Roy, mind your shirt, my hands are filthy.
Yeah, what's come over you doing the garden?
I often do the garden. And Phoebe's helping. Honey, sweetheart, putting all the stones in a bucket.
Well, never seen you do it before.
So?
I'm only saying.
What? All right, I don't usually.
I knew it.
I'm feeling a bit guilty, aren't I, about leaving Marjorie. But I didn't tell her, and I'd rather pull out dandelions than face up to it.
Right.
Here, I rang another letting agency. They said they've got two cottages coming on soon, and one is in Pennyhasset.
Oh, yeah?
Aren't you pleased?
Yeah, of course I am.
Roy?
Look, just for now, don't do anything in a hurry, OK? And don't go and tell Marjorie you're moving out.
Why not?
There was this thing at work this morning. Some stupid woman got up just as I was going to put the coffee on her table.
Oh.
She only got a little bit on her, and it didn't scald her, but the rest went all over her coat and handbag.
What happened?
Well, she made me get Caroline. She's made a formal complaint, blaming me.
It was an accident!
I know that. Oh. But she's American, and you know what they're like. Insurance and compensation.
Compensation?
Yeah, litigation, even. I could lose my job.
Oh, that's rubbish. Caroline's not going to sack you over an accident because she thinks you're great.
Just when I thought I was doing so well.
You are.
Here I was, open for a promotion. Now she might move me on to office work or kitchen duties. Know what that means?
No tips.
Yeah, no tips. And since I make as much in tips as I earn in a shift, well, without them, we won't be moving anywhere.
You're still here?
Yeah, I hope you don't mind. I thought I'd have a bit of dinner before I get off to Bridge Farm.
No, of course not. Huh. It's just like old times, eh? Mm. Eating your sandwiches in the tractor shed.
Well, not quite.
No. Anyway, thanks for staying on, helping with that bit of cultivation.
Oh, that's okay.
And you're definitely all right for milking the rest of the week?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Only it's Ruth's first chemo session tomorrow. I don't want to be held up taking her.
I hope it's not too, unpleasant, you know.
Ah, oh, thanks. Well, we don't know what to expect, really.
Hello? No. Anyone home?
In here, Shabab.
Where is everyone? Oh, hi, Neil.
Hello.
Mum and Ruth have taken the kids to the playground and Dad's out with the sheep.
Oh, I did tell Mum I'd call.
You've come for your present. I'm sorry. Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, thanks. Many happy returns, Sheila.
Thanks, Neil. How did Emma's birthday go?
Oh, very nice, Ta. Susan did her a special tea at home.
And it's the girls' night out tonight.
The club in Borchester, that's right.
Oh. I expect she'll see you there, eh, Sheila?
Hardly. Bunty and Daniel are doing me a birthday tea. He's made me a cake.
Excellent, so you won't be needing Mum's then?
What?
Well, Mum made one to have in reserve in case of disaster, but you won't need it now, will you?
I shouldn't be too sure.
Yeah, you know what Sheila's like for chocolate.
But you don't want two.
Two chocolate cakes. It's a very nice problem to have, if you ask me.
What do you reckon to this green am?
It's all right.
A bit broke, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway, she reckons we're moving in.
To the ball?
Well, she thinks I'm living over a stinky pub.
There's tons of room. They used to do bed and breakfast.
My mum's gone so slack since she met him. Do you reckon it goes with this dress? Oh, it's gross, isn't it? I'm going to take it off.
Come in. What is it, Mum?
Honey, tea won't be long.
Goodness. Fallon.
That's all right. It's only body pain. I'm taking it off.
I see.
Okay, if I use your bathroom?
Help yourself.
I'll do glitter instead.
What does she look like?
Not 15, that's for sure. How are you getting on?
All right. Except she keeps on going on about her mum and Sid Perks.
Huh?
He wants him to move in, says he's lonely and it's dead quiet without Jamie.
Well, he should have thought of that before.
Yeah. Can you pass me a cotton bud?
Yeah.
Here. You pack your things.
What?
Nighty? Toothbrush? You're staying at Jodie's house, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Took the tissue, Em.
Oh, you're dozy, you are.
Cheers. Right, which glitter do you reckon?
Look, tea at 8:30, OK?
Thanks, Mrs. Carter. If you don't fancy staying over at Meadow Rise after the party, you can always get a lift for me and Ryan.
Ryan?
Well, I told you I'd invited him. I met him bowling. He's 20. He's got a car.
And you're going to get off with him, are you?
Watch me.
Does he know how old you are?
So, what difference does that make?
Oh, David, you shouldn't have.
We had got it earlier, but Ruth hadn't wrapped it.
You and Ruth have got better things to think about this week than my birthday present. Oh... Oh, that's lovely.
You haven't read it, have you?
No, no, not this one.
Only Ruth said that you like that sort of stuff.
Tell her a big thank you.
I will. So how was your special tea?
Fine, thanks.
And Daniel's cake?
Oh. A bit on the heavy side. Kenton rang in the middle of tea, which gave me a breather.
Oh, right. Yeah, Mum rang him as well. He was on top form, apparently.
He did ask after Ruth.
Yeah, sure.
How are things?
Oh, they're better, thanks. They're better.
Good.
She showed me the scar.
Oh.
That makes me love her more, though. You know, Ruth, I mean, she's usually so tough. And having to be cut like that, it makes it seem so... Well, she needs me.
Yes. I'm so pleased things are better between you.
Yeah, they are. She's being so brave, Sheila. I'm just willing her to get through it.
We all are.
I need her too, you know.
I know. Hey, come on, it's all right.
I'm fine, sorry.
Do you want another drink or something?
No, honestly, no. Thanks. Well, nothing for it. I better get on. Still got a few bales to bring in.
Oh, no, don't go yet. You can have another couple of minutes. Hey, I know. How about a piece of birthday cake?
Are you sure you can spare some?
I have got two.
Well, go on then, twist my arm.
Which do you want, Mum's or Daniel's?
Oh, come on, Sheila, it's no contest.
Daniel's then. A nice big piece.
Well, is this okay?
Thanks for the lift, Mr. Carter.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Carla. You've got everything, Emma.
Yeah.
Money, mobile, overnight stuff.
Yeah.
And you're meeting Jody and the others inside?
Dad!
Oh, just checking. Now, ring us tomorrow, and I'll collect you from Jody's, eh?
For heaven's sake, I'll get the bus.
In your dreams. No chance.
Come on, Fallon.
Did you see them? Moron.
Let's go.
Bye, Mr. Carter.
Yeah, bye, Fallon. Emma!
What now?
Where are you going? Zone's that way.
Oh, yes. Silly yes.
At last?
My dad dropped us miles away. I don't suppose we've missed much.
Only me.
Well, do we get a drink then?
Well, yes, there's only left.
Oh, who was that dork who let us in?
Come on, Emma, go and see who's here.
Yeah, where's all these fit lads you promised me?
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
You?
Well, that's not what Farron thinks, is it, darling?
I wouldn't trust you to pick me an apple-head Grundy, let alone a bloke. I'm bringing my own.
Hey?
Ryan! I'm here!
She picked up at Super Bowl.
Can you introduce me to your legs?
She'll be all right now. Look at her.
Top!
They look pretty rough. Just suit her. Like mother, like daughter.
Neil? You're no company, you aren't.
I was watching that.
Rubbish. You've been asleep since you got back from Borchester. Oh, made you some cocoa.
All right. Thanks, love.
I knew this is how it'd be.
Hmm?
With working all day and the early milking.
Well, the money's useful, Susan. And they're in a mess up at Brookfield, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's Ruth's first chemotherapy tomorrow.
Yeah, Mrs. Archer told me. What did Mike say when you saw him?
Well, we talked about the pick your own. We reckon it's time to knock it on the head.
Oh, watch it! Oh, thanks a lot.
You on your own, Em? Where's Fallon?
Guess.
No. Want a drink?
Ugh, how many people have been at that bottle?
It's only me and Jazzer.
I'd rather have my own glass.
You know, if you're going to be fussy.
I'm not. You ain't even said happy birthday. This is supposed to be my party.
Me and Jazz have done all the work. There's plenty to drink in there.
Yeah. Well, where'd you get it all from?
Jazz's brother got most of it.
Oh, you owe me 20 quid.
What, I said 10, Ed?
It's worth it. Come on, it's a top party.
Yeah. Is William coming?
William? You having a joke?
No.
Oh, he's such a saddo. He's probably still at work. Tucked up in bed.
Oh. How much did you make on the strawberries in the end?
About 3 grand.
But when you think of all the work...
1,500 each. Ain't bad in 6 weeks, Neil.
It's a lot more than 6 weeks' work. All the spraying, strawing...
Even so.
And the aggravation.
Oh, well, if you've decided.
Yeah, we can always do something else.
You'll have to.
Mike's got a couple of ideas he's looking into.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's going to get back to me on them.
Oh, go on, Em. Relax. Have another drink.
Longhurst!
The neighbours dead.
Yeah, they say the police are definitely coming this time.
What?
It's all right. Well, Jazz's neighbours are always calling them and nothing ever happens. You fancy a dance, Fallon?
You can hardly stand, let alone dance.
It'll be cool when you move to Ambridge.
Oh, yeah?
Well, into the pub. Bless or what?
I'm not moving anywhere.
But Emma said...
Fallon, your friends are taking bottles off the balcony.
Great! Nice one!
Mature, aren't they, for 20?
Oh, you're full of it, you are, just like your mother.
What?
Oh, come on, Ed, find me a drink.
Right, I might have to break into my secret supply.
Well, go on, then.
In my bedroom.
How Emma's getting on.
Yeah.
We are lucky with her, Neil. I mean, some girls would have wanted some wild party for their 16th. Fallon, for instance. Whereas this Jodie, that Emma's staying over with, she's a really nice girl. They live on that big new estate this side of Borchester. You know, you can see it from the bypass. Yeah. The mother's a school nurse. And they've got a loft conversion. Honestly. Phone, Neil.
What? Hello?
Dad!
Emma?
Oh, Dad, can you come and get me?
Hey, boy. Hasn't Jodie's dad turned up?
Neil? What's happening?
Please, Dad!
What's going on?
Dad!
All right, love. It's all right.
Emma? Emma, what's the matter? Where are you?
I'm at Meadow Rise.
Okay, I'm off.
She's at Ed Grundy's at Meadow Rise.
Yeah, I'm going. I'll see ya.
No, Emma, your dad's on his way. You stay where you are. He's coming to get you now.
Thanks, Jill.
How's it going?
Nearly done. This side can go out now.
Tea's there. Honestly, I am cross with Neil.
Go on, out you go, girls. Well, it can't be helped. I mean, at least he's phoned.
Yes, it's 6:30 in the morning. What's he doing over sleeping? We've been doing our milking for weeks.
Well, he was very apologetic. Yeah, go on, girl, go on.
I should hope so. You see yourself, Phil. Madness.
Well, I can always put my feet up later. Anyway, there's nothing else for it. I can hardly get David out of bed on the day of Ruth's chemotherapy.
No, I suppose not.
Well, at least most of the cows are dried off now. Not so much work as usual.
Mr. Archer, I'm so sorry. Oh, hello, Mrs. Archer.
Morning.
Hello, Neil.
I can't apologise enough. I thought maybe I could finish off for you.
Well, it's pretty well done, thanks. These are the last eight now.
Oh, you've caught up then.
You all right, Neil? Don't mind me saying you look terrible.
Well, I don't feel so great. We haven't had much sleep at our house.
Somebody ill?
Oh, no, not exactly. It's Emma.
Oh. Well, she was out last night, wasn't she, celebrating her birthday?
Yeah, except she wasn't celebrating it quite where she told us she'd be.
What?
She was supposed to be at a club, but it turns out she'd let Ed Grundy throw her a party at the flat.
I see.
It all got out of hand. These gate crashers turned up and started picking on the others. Oh. Emma rang us in a panic and I had to go and collect her.
Were the police involved?
They were there when we got there. I went and told Eddie, made him come too.
Emma must have been terrified.
She was. I calmed her down, but then when we got her home, Susan started on at her, set her off again. So I'm sorry, Mr. Archer, it's been a bit of a night.
Oh, don't worry about it, Neil. I know you wouldn't let us down if you could help it.
Well, at least let me finish off for you and wash down now I'm here.
Well...
That would be wonderful if you're up to it.
I won't expect pain, obviously.
Oh, Neil.
Look, I'll go and get me wellies on.
Right. Ah, poor old Neil. He must have been worried sick.
Mm. Anyway, come on, Phil. Let me do you a bit of breakfast before I go and get Pip and Josh.
Oh, that sounds good.
I'm not sure if Jamie Curtis is coming to play or not. He's had this tummy bug that's been going round.
Oh, we don't want Ruth picking up anything like that.
No, she's got enough to contend with. And you'd better look after yourself, too.
Well, I was wondering.
Yes?
I think I'll offer Eddie a couple of days' work tomorrow and Friday.
Oh, good.
With David preoccupied with Ruth, and we don't want to overstretch ourselves.
Exactly.
I can't believe it. They've actually got a fish tank.
They're meant to be relaxing, aren't they?
Do you think they're happy swimming about like that?
They're not supposed to remember what they did 3 seconds ago, so, yeah, probably.
Weird. They're all very friendly, aren't they, the staff?
Yeah. I suppose we're going to get to know them quite well.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, why don't they hurry up? If they don't, I'm going to run out of here. I swear I am.
Hey, Ruth.
I've never in my life so wanted to be somewhere else.
Hey, it's all right.
I mean it.
All right, I know. Come on. Sit down. Come on. Come on. Is that better?
Yeah.
Come on, then. Tell me where you'd really like to be. Well, try.
Out in a combine. With blacklands in front of me. About to start cutting.
And not a cloud in the sky.
Well, maybe one or two. But not rain clouds. And a slight breeze coming in through the cab window. Blowing the wheat.
Yeah, I can see it now.
Or if I couldn't have that, then feeding the calves. Trying to teach them to suck off your fingers.
Come on, that's a rotten job.
I've always liked it. Oh. Quite honestly, I'd rather be doing anything than be here.
What? Wrapping fleeces in the hot sun? Tidying the silage face again?
Anything. Believe me.
There. You're going to apologise whether you like it or not.
Stop pushing me!
Well, stop dragging your feet then. Let's just hope they're in. Or ring the bell, Edward. That's enough. Can I trust you to do nothing? Edward!
All right, I'm coming.
Oh, hello.
Sorry to disturb you, Neil. Was you asleep?
Must have nodded off in the chair. I ain't long got back from Brookfield.
Only Edward's got something to say to you. And Susan, if she's in.
No, she's at the shop. She's taken Emma with her where she can keep an eye on her.
Yeah, well, that's why we're here. And Edward. Edward!
Sorry.
What was that? I didn't quite hear.
I'm sorry, all right?
No, it is not all right. You apologise properly like I told you.
I'm sorry about last night and for getting Emma into trouble.
And?
For worrying you and Mrs. Carter.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't make up for what Emma went through. But it's too late now.
I am sorry, Neil.
Well, it was Fallon's fault. She invited Ryan. He brought his mates.
No, I don't want to hear another word from you.
You
can go and sit on the green.
Oh,
and you stay where I can see you. And leave those ducks alone.
It's all right, Clary. It's not your fault.
I don't know what we're going to do with him.
What does the flat look like?
Dread to think. By the time Eddie got rid of everyone and sorted out the neighbours and the police, all he could think of was getting Edward back here for the night. We're off there now to clear up.
Morning. You ready, Lou?
I just want to run over the shop, make Edward say sorry to Susan. Can you hang on here for us?
Oh, if Neil doesn't mind me cluttering up his doorstep.
I'll be my guest.
I won't be long. Bye-bye, Neil.
Yeah, bye. We'll have to do something about that lad of yours, Eddie.
Yeah, I know.
You can't let him stay on there. Emma was terrified.
I know. I'll sort him out. That's all, mate.
You better. He's running wild.
Yeah, well, here, Neil, I've got something to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
I know this might not be the best time to beg a favour.
No, it's not.
Only I've got a few bags of mushroom compost coming in that I need to store.
No.
Oh, come on. It's only for a few days. You got loads of room at Willow Farm. Come on, Neil, be a mate.
How long for?
Oh, not long. They won't be in your way, promise.
Well...
That's our Neil, you're a star.
OK, love.
Fine, thanks.
All right, you get.
Oh, it's good to be home.
Let's get you inside.
There you are!
We were getting quite worried.
Sorry, it took even longer than we expected.
How are you feeling, Ruth?
Okay, so far. They've told me to rest, though.
Right. You come on in. Pip and Josh are glued to a video, so things are fairly quiet.
Good.
How was it, really? Oh, well, you know.
Try and make it as calming as possible, don't they? But Ruth was pretty tense. They gave her some anti-nausea stuff.
Well, I suppose the thing is, these drugs have to be strong if they're going to knock out any cancer cells.
Yeah, I know. And Ruth knows it too. I mean, she's been really clear with me about the possible side effects and everything, but... You know, just because you're prepared for something in your head...
It doesn't mean you can accept it emotionally, I know.
Yeah. And this week, well, we just reached a good point. And now... I can see the chemo's come along and it's going to kick back from under us.
Yes, it's very wearing for you, I can see that. I mean, you as much as Ruth.
Oh, no, Dad, I'm all right, Max. Just having a bit of a moan.
Well, you moan away.
You might regret saying that. Anyway, what are you doing loafing around in the middle of the afternoon? There must be work to do.
I've checked the sheep. The potatoes don't need spraying till next week. Mike and Bert are on top of the rest.
Oh, great.
Oh, and... I've booked Eddie Grundy for tomorrow and Friday.
Have you?
It's only sensible, David, from everyone's point of view.
That's another bottle of cleaning stuff what I've got through.
Oh, you can do the floor now, Clary. I reckon I've got all the glass up.
Right, Tyler. What's Edward doing with himself?
Still scrubbing the bathroom carpet, I hope.
It's disgusting. Why do they have to drink till they're sick?
Well, that's lads for you. Can I chuck this in here?
Oh, give it here. I'll stick it in the newspaper first.
Right, you are.
If you ask me, it's a miracle they weren't all broken.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shame about your lamp.
At least you had the good sense to take Joe's pictures down and the clock.
Yeah, pity he didn't think to take the doors off. Then there wouldn't be one of its hinges.
You can fix it, can't you?
Oh, yeah, no trouble.
Well, from what Emma was telling me this morning, we're lucky someone didn't pitch right off of the balcony. Or the place didn't get smashed up in the fighting. Pass us the mop, love.
Oh, yeah. Well, from what I saw, most of that was happening on the landing.
Oh, lovely. Even nicer for the neighbours. Do you know, the only one who got anything out of it is that Fallon.
How'd you work that out? Edward says it was her that invited the troublemakers.
Well, she still managed to get Neil to run her home all the way to Leighton Cross, though, miles over his way.
He couldn't just leave her.
Huh. Eddie, are you just going to stand there while I clean round you?
Oh, I'm just deciding what to do next.
You can take that sack of rubbish out onto the landing with all the others for a start.
Right.
Finished.
Don't you walk over my floor!
I'm on the bit you ain't done yet.
Will you make sure you stay there?
Can I watch telly now?
No, you cannot. You can go and get your stuff together.
Why?
Because you're coming back to Ambridge with us.
Oh, dream on.
Me and your mother have decided. Can't trust you here on your own.
You're coming to the caravan.
No way.
You are.
Look, listen, I'll stay at Jazz's.
Oh, no. He's as bad as you
made
are.
Made worse.
Oh, with Will then and Caroline.
If you think I'd let you impose yourself on Caroline.
It's the caravan or nothing,
oh,
son.
Fine, I'll sleep on the street.
Edward,
you don't give a toss about me, either of you.
Oh, Eddie, what now?
Oh, we're stuck, ain't we? Well, let's not stuff him in the back of the van and make him come back to Ambridge with us.
We don't need to run off.
Oh, exactly. So I suppose they got no option. We'll have to leave him here.
Jill and Elizabeth have been keeping an important appointment.
Oh, thank goodness that's over.
Yes. Family's having a bit too much to do with hospitals at the moment.
I wouldn't care if I never saw one again.
No. Still, it wasn't bad news, Elizabeth.
Well, I've still got to have the operation, Mum.
We knew that, dear. But not before the autumn. And Dr. Bett was pleased with your test results.
Oh, I should hope so. I've been in training for that treadmill.
I hope you're joking.
Twice around the lake with the all-terrain buggy.
Elizabeth?
Nigel was timing me. I wasn't that breathless.
I shall have words with him. Now, where did we leave the car? Any ideas?
By a lamppost.
So huge, that's the trouble. I think it was over this way. David fetched the car for Ruth after her chemotherapy. She was a bit wobbly.
Mm. Oh, I just wish I didn't have to have the cardiocatheterization.
Mm.
They keep telling me it's nothing to worry about, but threading tubes up your veins all the way from your legs to your heart.
Oh, don't, dear.
Honestly, Mum, we've got keyhole surgery and Viagra. I think the medical profession could come up with something a bit more 21st century.
When I think of what poor Ruth's going through.
Yes. How was she after yesterday?
Well, she didn't seem too bad when they got back, but by the evening she was feeling really rotten.
Ghastly.
She didn't have a very good night. Luckily, your father had had the foresight to get Eddie in today, so David could stay with her.
What's happening about Pip and Josh now Heather's gone home?
Hayley's having them this morning. We should be able to manage between us.
It's a good job Bunty's come up trumps with Daniel.
Yes. Ruth was adamant about having the children back at the bungalow, but she can't look after them when she feels so rough.
There's nothing worse, I should know.
Mm. We're just trying to keep things as ordinary as possible for them. Jamie Pertz is coming over to play this afternoon. Now he's over his tummy upset.
What a sicky lot we are in Ambridge. So much for the pure country air.
Kathy thinks it was something he ate at the vintage car rally.
What? I hope not.
No. It's more likely to be the bug that's going round. Or psychosomatic, like Pip's headaches.
Because of all the upheaval.
Children always pick up on atmospheres, don't they? Elizabeth?
I was just thinking about Freddie and Lily. I mean, how are they going to react when I'm in hospital?
Oh, darling, you mustn't worry.
And then recuperating for all that time.
It's a long way off yet. And you know we'll all rally round.
But it's not the same.
No. But it's the best we can do. Don't worry about it now, love. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
I suppose so.
First things first. Let's just concentrate on finding the car, shall we?
Have a seat, Roy.
Thanks.
Would you like some coffee?
Is this about that business with the coffee on Monday?
Mrs. Waterman, yes. I've been trying to find out exactly what happened there.
Well, it was like this, see. I was behind her, about to put the coffee pot on the table, and she suddenly gets up and sort of doggles a pot.
Yeah, I know all that. But she should have been scalded.
Well, not much went on her. It mostly went
some splash on her arm.
Yeah, that's right.
But it wasn't hot enough to scald her. I don't know what the kitchen are thinking of sending out lukewarm coffee.
You mean you're cross with the kitchen?
Well, the breakfast shift are obviously half asleep. I've torn up the rotors and told Jean-Paul to start again.
Oh, I see. But what about her complaint and the dry cleaning bill and the litigation?
Litigation?
Mrs. Waterman said that she was...
Don't worry about her.
No?
She'd already broken the loo flash in her room and slipped in the leisure centre. The woman's a magnet for disaster.
But she was talking about suing.
Oh, rubbish. Complaining is a sort of hobby with her. I know the type.
Oh, that's fantastic. I've been so worried.
Oh, Roy, you've got nothing to worry about. In fact...
Yeah?
Do you remember our conversation a couple of weeks ago? You were asking about job opportunities.
Yeah.
Well, I've been thinking. I'd like to offer you something.
Go on.
Trainee assistant manager.
What?
Well, an initial 12-month contract as a training period, and then we'll review things.
I don't believe it.
The salary's not much to start with, but there'll be overtime and tips. And I'd want you to go on some recognised courses. Well, yes or no?
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Debbie's out on the combine.
Oh, well, I only called on the off chance. I just thought I might catch her at lunchtime.
Oh, I imagine she'll be working through. They haven't started on the wheat yet at Brookfield, I suppose.
No.
Oh, well, we're in the thick of it. The grain comes off the big combine faster than the dryer can cope with it.
Oh, well, at least Brian's happy, I suppose. How's your fishing and riding doing?
Oh, not bad at all. I'm just back from the riding course. Alice and I are in charge of collecting the money. Nobody else has the time. And Alice loves the horses.
Well, business seems to be picking up for us too, at last.
Good.
And the vintage car rally was really busy at the weekend.
I have to admit, Brian's been proved right about diversifying like we did.
Yes, the booming leisure industry. We're all trying to cash in.
Yes. And Brian says the irony is that the only people with no time for leisure are the farmers.
Nor the money.
Oh, no!
Jenny!
Dear, I haven't even thought about lunch.
Can you throw together a sandwich or something for Debbie? She's going to work through.
Hello, Brian.
Hi.
Of course. Do you want me to take it out to her?
No, I'll drop it off. I've got to check how the students are getting on with the bailing. Oh, and I'm going to cancel her meeting with Harry Kavanagh. I told her she was optimistic to make it for this week in the first place.
Who's Harry Kavanagh?
He's that retired dentist. Fishes the Am with the consortium.
A dentist? Well, you'd better be careful. If you cancel this meeting, you might not be seen for another 6 months.
Yeah, very droll.
Well, you don't have to cancel it, Brian.
Well, I can't go. Much as I want to find out why the trout numbers in the Am have taken a dive.
Well, I could.
You?
Well, why not? I'm very interested in local ecology and the environment.
Well, I suppose you could.
In fact, in case you've forgotten, not so many years ago, I carried out a landscape survey of Ambridge.
Oh, don't remind me. I've still got the scars from falling through that hedge.
Oh, yes.
So you did. And didn't you write a book, Jenny?
Oh, well, if you're just going to patronise
no,
me...
No, I'm sorry. I'm a brute.
Yes, you are.
Hear, hear.
If you're happy to go and see this chap, then I'd be delighted. Thank you, darling.
I'm sorry it's late, Shula.
Oh, don't be silly. Thank you for bothering.
I wanted to bring it on the day. We've been frantic at Grey Gables.
Oh, everyone's busy. It's been the same at the stables. Even if you're not, you sort of get infected by everyone else's business, don't you?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, have a seat.
Thanks.
Anyway, now you're here, you must have a piece of birthday cake with your tea.
Ooh, that sounds tempting.
Mm. There's chocolate. Mm-hmm. Or chocolate.
Shula, I know you're a twin, but two birthday cakes.
Oh, it's a long story. Daniel made one and Mum made the other.
Ah, right.
And as you can probably guess, Mum's is the one where there's hardly any left.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I think I'm the only person loyally eating Daniel's.
Oh, doesn't look that awful.
No, it's very nice. It's just a bit weighty.
Ah.
So, I suppose you'd like a piece of Mum's.
No, not at all. I'll try some of Daniel's.
Oh, you are good.
Well, boys should be encouraged to cook. Just a small piece, though.
Oh, he'd be thrilled. He's dragged Alistair off to the churchyard again to check his stag beetles. Here.
Thanks. Oh, well, it's nice to see them bonding, I suppose.
Yes. Alistair says he's turning into a real chip off the adoptive block.
That's one way of looking at it. Oh, did you make your appointment with the magistrate's court?
Yes, we're going next week.
No date for the adoption hearing yet, though?
No, not yet.
Hey, this isn't too bad.
Oh, I'll tell him you said so. How did you get on with Sid?
Oh, don't. I didn't.
Oh, you haven't seen him yet?
I tried, but he put me off. Apparently, he and Kathy have decided they've got to tell Jamie what's going on. Sid says he can't think about anything else till that's out of the way.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Oh, it's all very well, Shula, but it's lucky I don't rely on the bull for my income. Trade's been abysmal. Especially considering there's no competition since the cat closed.
Oh, I don't suppose the business is top of Sid's priority list at the moment.
I know. But it can't go on. I don't think I'm being unreasonable, do you?
You? I doubt it.
Anyway, I'll leave it a week and try again. Oh, but I did have some success with Roy.
Oh, yes.
I've offered him a traineeship as an assistant manager, and he jumped at it.
That's brilliant. Hey, have another piece of cake to celebrate.
I don't think so.
You can have some of Mum's.
No, really, I couldn't. Thanks, though.
Oh, what a lovely surprise to be taken out to dinner. And in the middle of harvest, too.
It's only Grey Gables, darling.
Well, only.
Gotta check something with Greg. You don't mind if we stop off at the release pens on the way, do you?
Of course not. Oh, you don't realise what a treat it is, Brian, not to have to stand in front of the fridge wondering what to cook.
Well, quite. As you've been out all afternoon, I thought this was the only way of making sure I got my supper.
Perhaps I should go out for the afternoon more often.
Don't push your luck. How do you get on with old Harry Kavanagh?
It was absolutely fascinating.
Really? Mm-hmm. Did he tell you all about root canal work?
Don't be so silly. We only talked angling. He's terribly knowledgeable. He's been fishing all over the Midlands for years.
Oh, yes? Why doesn't he fish the Am anymore?
Well, because the fish stocks have declined, of course.
Hang on a minute, Jenny. Mm-hmm. You haven't been up here lately, have you?
No.
But we're going to go past the Grundy's caravan. I'll show you.
Oh, right. Susan's absolutely furious, you know, that Emma got herself mixed up in that party of Ed's.
Don't blame her.
Clary and Eddie tried to make him come and live at the caravan, but he flatly refused.
It's the board meeting a week tomorrow. I'll have to start thinking what I'm going to say about the Grundys.
What can you say?
Well, I know what Matt's tackle'll be. Apart from the fact that Grundy shouldn't be here in the first place, he'll try and make out that the estate will become a mecca for travellers.
Oh, surely not.
You know how it works, Jenny. One day there's one van, the next, word's out, there's half a dozen.
Well, I can't see Eddie standing for that. He's been one of the first to clear travellers out of Ambridge before now.
Things were different then. He was a farmer in those days.
Well, you don't really think they'd encourage travellers to join them.
I don't know. Anyway, it's about here. Can't really see the caravan from the track.
Well, I suppose that's a good thing from their point of view.
What the hell's that?
Where? Oh, no!
One of those, what do you call it, bender things like Kate's hippie friends used to make.
Oh, dear.
Great, this just proves Matt's point.
Brian, where are you going?
I'm going to give Eddie a piece of my mind.
Oh, Brian, wait. Hey, look.
Huh?
Look! In the tent, it's Ed, isn't it?
Yes, but I thought you said he'd stayed in Borchester. What's he doing here?
About it, I thought of you.
That's very considerate of you, Eddie.
I thought, who do I know appreciates really nice stuff? Mrs. Snell.
Yeah, I'm touched.
It is nice, isn't it? My sample.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's very pleasing.
Mm. Genuine Welsh slate, that.
Mm.
Quality. Even uncut, it's got a lovely feel to it.
Yes, it has. And it's a very propitious colour for feng shui purposes.
Well, this is it.
Yes. It set off the colours of my low allergen garden beautifully.
This is what I thought. And your water feature.
Exactly.
So when Robert said at Nets you'd been thinking of having your patio reopened.
How much?
You want me to work you out a price?
Shall I fetch you a tape measure?
Oh, no. I've gone prepared. If you could just hold this end.
Yes, of course.
Right. I'll see what we've got.
And by the way, Eddie, is it true?
What?
Well, I heard that Ed has pitched a sort of tent outside your caravan.
Oh, yeah. You can let go now. Yeah, he's built himself a bender, isn't he? Do you want it to take him round the corner here?
Yes, please, right up to the arch. And I thought he was determined to stay on in Borchester.
Yeah, well, that's what we all thought. He suddenly turns up, a bit of tarpaulin, he's begged off Tony, gets a few poles together, and the next thing we know, he's dug in there like Grizzly Adams.
Extraordinary.
Well, I reckon he's had a bump on the head. First thing this morning, he was off cutting Caroline's grass.
Really?
Said you'd asked him to. Right.
So, how much is it?
Give us a minute. Times 12. OK.
Oh, Eddie, while I remember. We've had absolutely no luck in tracking down the implements for the spile troshing.
No?
Specifically, a spile and a trosher.
88 plus.
I wonder if Joe had any suggestions. And would you tell him that we're going to need a copy of the rules?
Rules, yeah, okay.
Perhaps he could write them out.
I'll ask him. So, do you want to know the damage?
Should I sit down?
Oh, no, I think you'll be well pleased. £1,400.
How much?
Oh, come on, you won't get it cheaper.
Is that your cash price?
Oh, don't be daft. Everything's cash.
£1,000.
Look, if you're going to take the rise...
Oh, Eddie, wait.
You heard what I said. £1,400, forget it.
Well, I'm sure we can agree. What about if I meet you in the middle?
Meaning?
£1,200, and that's my final offer. And I want a good, tidy job. You must take the old slabs away.
The old slabs?
Well, if you're not interested.
All right, then. Oh, you drive a hard bargain, you do. Want a shake on it?
Oh, no. I can't confirm anything until I've spoken to Robert. I'll get back to you.
Yeah, OK, but don't leave it too long. There'll be plenty of other folk interested.
No, I won't.
Right, then. I'll see you. Oh, and another thing. Compost.
I'm sorry?
Mushroom compost. Lovely stuff. Can I interest you in a few bags?
I've been looking for these socks everywhere.
I'm sorry, Hayley. They must have got pushed down the side of the sofa.
I'm just pleased to have them back. They're Phoebe's favourites.
They must have been there since you last came to tea.
Yeah.
I haven't seen much of you in the last couple of days.
Oh, I'm doing a bit extra at Brookfield at the moment to help Ruth out.
Oh, dear, yes. I telephoned last night. David said she's still feeling ill.
Oh, she looked terrible yesterday.
I'd visit, but I wish there was more one could do.
Oh, no.
Well, you're looking very well, Hayley, I must say.
Really? Well, perhaps the thing is, I've had a bit of good news.
Oh, yes?
Or rather, Roy has. He's been offered a job.
Oh, that's marvellous. Where?
Well, still at Grey Gables, but a proper traineeship, assistant manager.
How wonderful.
Well, it is. And they're going to send him on all sorts of courses and stuff. Health and safety, food hygiene, wine.
Oh, I'm so pleased. Oh,
Caroline's giving him next week off to sort himself out. Then he starts on the 20th. It has given him such a boost.
Of course.
The only thing is... Oh, I've been dreading telling you this.
What, my dear?
Well, we'd already decided that we'd like to live together. And now that we know Roy's got a future in Embridge, we can start looking properly for somewhere.
Oh, I see.
Now, I don't want you to think I'm going to abandon you, because I won't.
No, I wasn't thinking anything of the kind. I'm delighted for you both, I really am.
Really?
Well, of course.
Oh.
It's about time Roy's worth was recognised.
Oh, no. I mean, I recognised it a long time ago. It's just taken the rest of the world a bit of time to catch up.
One pint of shires.
There you go.
Car ready.
Oh. Mmm. Oh, that's better.
I'm surprised you can spare the time. I thought you were working up Brookfield today.
Oh, I am. I still get a dinner hour. And I'm celebrating.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to be relaying Linda Snell's patio.
Really?
Yeah, I took her some slate round first thing.
Yeah, you could see she was dead keen.
Good price, too. Four figures. I was only reckoning on 9.50. Are you going to congratulate me?
Aye.
Oh, why do I bother?
I have got one or two things on my mind, actually, Eddie.
So?
Sid, what time is the Golden Wedding Party arriving tonight? Oh, hello, Eddie.
Kathy. Right, I think I'll take me pint outside. Mine host here doesn't seem to want to chat to his valued customers. See you.
Bye, Eddie. What was all that about?
No, nothing. I can't think about anything else except what we've got to tell Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
You've brought him with you?
Yeah. He's out the back with Frieda.
And you're sure he's well enough?
He's fine.
Only, I've been going through it in my head and I just can't seem to find the words.
Well, you can't back out now. We agreed.
Yeah, I know. I know. But you don't know what it's like. I wake up in the mornings and just listen to the silence. The place is so dead quiet without him. And when I think...
What do you expect from me, Sid? Me of all people? Sympathy?
No. No, of course not.
And then stop feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, I didn't do much the other day, really. Just a bit of weeding.
Well, it looks much tidier.
Thanks. More lemon barley.
Yes, thank you.
No, there's no trouble. A bit of weeding.
I don't know, Bettina. What are we going to do without her?
I've told you, don't get rid of me that easily. I expect to be popping round the whole time.
Well, you'll be most welcome.
Well, I wouldn't want you to lose touch with Phoebe.
No, nor would I.
Oh, good, you're both here.
Afternoon, Linda.
Hi.
Now, who shall I do first?
Oh, me, please, if you don't mind, Marjorie.
Not at all.
And I've got to get over to the bungalow.
Right. Hayley, let's see. Oh, yes, I need you to liaise with Bert about exactly how many medals you want him to carve for the children's races. Can I leave that to you?
Sure, yeah. Isn't he doing medals for all the races?
That's right, including the sheep race.
Oh, can't wait to see that.
Debbie was telling me she's picked out three of this year's most frisky lambs.
Good. I hope Brookfield know what they're up against. Now, Margie, can I put you down for a stint in the tea tent?
Of course.
Say 3 till 5? Oh, and I wanted to confirm that you're happy to do front of house for my Mikado with Jack and Peggy.
Oh, it'll be a pleasure.
Unless Peggy wants a singing role along with Christine, that is. Auditions are the week after next, Hayley.
Don't look at me.
But I'm counting on you to audition. You've been in all my recent productions.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time my public had a rest. I don't want to overexpose myself.
Nonsense. I expect to see you there and bring Roy along.
Linda.
Hayley.
Seriously, you don't want me to sing.
But you've got a lovely voice.
Now you're embarrassing me.
We all heard you in the panto last year. I often hear you singing to Phoebe.
The wheels on the bus. It's not quite the same as Gilbert and Sullivan.
No, that's not a problem. I'm asking everyone to bring a song of their choice to the audition. So think about it, please.
All right. I'm not promising. You'll have to excuse me. I've got to get to work.
I'll see you later, my dear.
I'll see you. Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Oh, dear.
Something wrong, Marjorie?
No, not at all.
Well, is it the fate? If you don't fancy the tea tent, I could always...
It's not that, Linda. Hayley told me she and Roy are looking for somewhere to set up home together.
Oh.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm delighted for them. And I shall miss her. Dreadfully.
Now, look, Jamie. Mummy and Daddy can't live together. No. Aren't going to live together. That's it. Mummy and Daddy aren't going to live together anymore.
Daddy?
Aren't going to live together. Yeah, yes, in here, son.
I got 5 gold.
And I'm afraid he's broken off a few geraniums in the process.
That doesn't matter. Here. Come here, son. Come and sit down.
Can I have a drink?
Not just yet, Jamie.
No.
Wait a minute, and then you can have a drink and a biscuit.
Yeah, come here, son. Come and sit on my lap.
That's right. Now... Listen, Jamie. We want to tell you something.
What?
Well, it's... you see, Jamie, Mummy and I have decided... the thing is, son, we're not going to live together anymore.
Daddy's going to stay at the Bull, and you and me'll live somewhere else.
You'll still see me as often as you want to.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll still have our games of football and cricket. But, well, you'll be living with Mummy. Just you and Mummy.
That's why we've had our little holiday with Auntie Pat and Uncle Tony at Bridge Farm. And that's where you and me'll stay for a bit. And then we'll get a house all of our own.
That's right. And you'll have a new bedroom with all your toys and your Aston Villa duvet cover.
I like it here.
Jamie? Oh, Jamie! I'll sort him out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a mess.
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.